Elon Musk is taking on free speech to, well, the fight to a whole nother level right now. He's battling it out with some of the highest courts in Brazil. And well, it was quite interesting seeing it all play out on social media over the weekend. Joining us to explain everything that took place, of course, the award-winning journalist, Paulo Figueiredo. Paulo, thank you for joining us. I know you've been super busy. Elon Musk even tweeting at you over the weekend because, well, this is something that's right up your alley. You're somebody who has ticked off all the right people in Brazil, and you're heavily censored by the Supreme Court in Brazil. So give our audience kind of a breakdown. What exactly took place this weekend, and what is the court really telling Elon Musk that he has to do?
Thanks for having me, Brianna. It's a lot to unpack. Well, the censorship has been going on in Brazil for quite some time. I've been in the show telling the viewers what's going on in Brazil. And Brazil right now is not a democracy by any measure. And it's one of the countries where the censorship is most advanced in the world. We've been seeing a crackdown of free speech all over the world. That's very strong in Canada. You saw how the Canadians changed their legislation on social media, how that was like crazy. German did the same. Israel has some problems on that area as well. Ireland, the whole world is going that way a little bit. And even in the U.S., we had the Biden administration trying to create the misinformation board and we saw it, the behind the scenes of the deep state influencing the social media companies to crack down on pretty much conservative free speech. It's unfair to say they're cracking down on all free speech because it's focusing only on conservatives. They don't do anything. If you're a terrorist, if you're the dictator of Venezuela, it doesn't matter. You have free speech. The only people that does not have free speech are conservatives. So that's in the background. That's been going on for quite some time. So Matt Allen dos Santos, a journalist under exile here in the U.S., with his name on Interpol red notice list. You have my case, which I've been living in the U.S. for the past 10 years, but I had all my social media blocked in Brazil, my passport canceled by the Brazilian government, my assets frozen in Brazil, and all that as a journalist, just for crimes of opinion, for criticizing the electoral system. So this started, and we've been trying to bring attention to that for quite some time. We had a hearing, supposed to have a hearing in the U.S. Congress. You remember that? Then the Democrats tried to block the hearing. I've been going to several shows trying to explain what's going on in Brazil because people don't know. And that's how things were. And then on the past week, things started to change dramatically because the U.S. journalist Michael Schellenberger, which is not a conservative by any measure, published the Twitter Files versions of Brazil. And what the Twitter Files Brazil shown is that there's a justice in Brazil, this guy, Alexandre de Moraes. He's the a justice of the Supreme Court and at the same time the president of the Superior Electoral Court, which is the centralized federal court that does oversees and audits the whole electoral process in Brazil, which, by the way, is fully electronic with no paper trail. So it can't be really recounted. So this guy right there, he looks like a James Bond villain or Voldemort or Darth Vader. He's the guy that I'm talking about. So well, the Twitter Files Brazil shown is that unequivocally it was that this guy was ordering all the social media platforms to censor conservative content. He was asking to shadow ban certain hashtags that demanded more transparency on the electoral process. He was ordering to shadow ban conservative figures. He was ordering to censor bluntly members, even members of the Brazilian Congress, journalists like myself and Alan dos Santos and others. So, and it was very weird that we found out that he was trying to shadow ban the conservative voices and at the same time leave the leftist voices free, and the supporters not were being censored while the supporters of Lula we're free to talk. And Schellenberger's published that, and that was the start of it, because the Elon Musk reposted it, and he started to antagonize Alexander de Moraes. And he's apparently, from what Musk said actually today, he did that because he started receiving new orders from de Moraes, and the orders were to censor members of the politicians, to censor journalists like myself, but in a different way. So what de Moraes was asking was to Twitter to change their terms of service, or X, to change their terms of service in order to ban people globally. Because my social media is banned in Brazil, but if you're outside of Brazil or accessing through a VPN, you can still access my content. So de Moraes thought that wasn't good enough. He wanted Twitter to change their terms of service, and then I would be in violation of their terms of service, so I would be banned globally by the platform. So, and I wouldn't know that this was a judicial process. So this would all be a secret, and it would look to the world that Twitter did that, and just the, or X. And the funny thing is that the only person that went against it was Elon Musk. So he started the all it means Google, Facebook, Meta, WhatsApp, Telegram, all the other, so even Uber, all other social media, they accepted it with no complaints. They're like, okay, we'll do it gladly. It's like, we like censoring people. Musk was the only one of the big mainstream that went against it. So then he started to criticize de Moraes and say his order was illegal. He posted on that. And so I saw one of his posts, and we've been talking through intermediaries, mutual friends, and I just replied to him, like, so if the orders are illegal, why comply? You should do the same that Rumble and Locals did. They took a stance. So, and you were powerful enough to make a difference. And that's when he replied that. He said, we're lifting all restrictions. This judge has applied massive fines, threatened to arrest our employees, cut off access to acts in Brazil. But he said, well, principles matter more than profit, which I think is very noble. So right now, that was on Saturday. So far he hasn't lifted the restrictions. So we're still waiting for him to make good of his word. But on Monday, immediately, actually on the weekend, the FCC said they were ready to shut down Twitter in Brazil. They would ban X completely on the Brazilian territory. So Brazil would join the selective group of countries without X, which is, I believe, is compliant of maybe China, North Korea, not even Venezuela. Venezuela still has X, but Brazil would join the selective group of dictatorships that where X is banned from.
And yeah, I think it's in, go on.
And there's a lot more to unpack. He's been included on the same, Alexander de Moraes included Elon Musk on the same probe that I'm in of spreading misinformation. It's a probe that's conducted by the Supreme Court of Brazil, and Alexander is the Chief Justice conducting it, the rapporteur of the probe, and it's completely illegal. But now Musk is under investigation in Brazil for crimes of misinformation, and that's very crazy. It's very hard to explain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like he's opened the investigation to obstruction of justice and incitement to crime, according to ALX on Twitter right now. And I think that's just interesting in itself, right? We're watching as Brazil is rapidly losing just freedom of speech. I know there have been issues in the past, but it seems like it's been escalating since Bolsonaro stepped down, because we've talked about it before on the show, all of the issues that you've gone through personally as a journalist. But how did the Brazilian people feel about all of this? Because this seems to be happening, like it's amping up a little bit more. So how are they feeling about this, potentially losing Twitter?
Well, it's not, so it's the, I like saying that this burst the bubble of many people that many people were living in.
Yeah.
Because until now, you know how people are, it's the same in the US. Some people are just taking care of their lives. They don't follow politics. They don't know what's going on. They say that Brazil is a dictatorship. Well, they haven't been arrested. So for them, life goes on and nothing changed. Well, if Paulo had his social media taken down, well, maybe, I don't know this guy, maybe he did something wrong. I don't know. They're saying he did something wrong. He might have done it. So some people think like that. Some people are like, oh, this guy has opinions or is too extremist. And you know me, I'm not an extremist by any measure. But that's how people behave. They just move on with their lives. But when you see something like that, Twitter has roughly 30 million users in Brazil. It's fairly big. And when you have something like that, what happens is that the bubble is they burst the bubble. That's it. That's the best way to put it. And that's what's going on. I think everyone now is concerned with the possibility. Twitter or X is very used by people that are really powerful. They get let me put it this way: the financial markets in Brazil, most of the news they get is from X. Same thing with the journalists. Journalists are addicted to X. Even government agencies and government people use X. The funny thing, and that's very funny, is that Demorize, the justice who started all that, the only social media platform where he has an account is X. He doesn't have a Facebook account. He doesn't have a YouTube account or whatever. He's just on X. So it's very mainstream in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I think people are, it was a game changer. Right now, it's becoming very clear, not only to Brazil, but to the world, that what we have been talking several times here on this show is absolutely true. So Musk had the power to bring this to the center of the discussions. So now what we need to do is, if he's going to make good of his promises, if he's actually going to lift all the restrictions, if it does that, what's going to happen is two things are going to happen. The first one is that X will be banned in Brazil for sure and will be completely shut down. The second thing that will happen is that the Supreme Court justice will pressure the Congress to pass a bill regulating social media. And that's the bill's on the floor. It didn't have enough votes to pass on the House and on the Senate. But the president of the Senate is saying that regulation of social media is now inevitable after what happened. So this, we still have a lot to see of what's going on.
Yeah, we do. Just to give our audience some insight, let's say Elon Musk does hold the line and refuses to give in. Is there any consequences? Let's say Elon Musk one day wants to go to a convention in Brazil and he travels there. What might happen to him for traveling there or any of his employees?
It can be even worse than that, because look, this is the thing. Demorais can issue an arrest warrant against that would be unlikely but possible. Yeah. Demorais can issue an arrest warrant against Elon Musk. The moment he does that, his name is going to be put on the Interpol red notice list. So while he's in the U.S., this doesn't mean anything. The Interpol has no jurisdiction in the United States. But the moment he steps on a plane to travel internationally, he will be detained and arrested. So,
wow.
Yep. So he has that type of power. So one of the things it needs to be discussed is, should Interpol keep adding the names that Demorais persecute to the red notice list, or does this falls on the political persecution exception that Interpol has? And that's And that's something interesting. The funny thing is that Demarais can put his name on the red notice list, and Interpol only publishes around 30% when the country's one of the names are on the red notice. So you might have, I might have my name under the red notice without knowing it. So the only way to find out is when you cross the airport, the customs. That's when you get flagged and then you get detained.
Yeah, that's really scary to think about that.
I don't think anyone other than me here on this show said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary to think about it. I mean, they're ramping up so quickly, though, Paulo. I don't really hold anything back. I think that they would use any type of tool at their disposal to go after anyone who pushes back, because they want to make an example out of people like Musk, who are sticking up for free speech all around the world. I mean, we shouldn't be taken lightly, but when Elon Musk purchased Twitter, he really did save free speech, and he is the last line of defense. I truly believe that, because if he does give in, it's over for all of us. And we're learning all of the harassment that happens behind the scenes to all these big tech companies to comply. And it's just disgusting to see. I want to remind our audience, you do host a show here on Rumble as well. But if you're looking for a good follow to keep following this, you do a good job keeping up with this, especially in English, over at Twitter. So head over to his Twitter page. It's Real P. Figueroa. It's on Twitter as well. We've got your Twitter feed up right now, and it's also in the description below. Paulo, it's always great to speak to you because you're so insightful. So we greatly appreciate your time. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. I just finished unpacking my latest order from MyPillow, and there's so much to tell you guys about. The new MyPillow 2.0 line is incredible. And it's not just me. Gia and Giuseppe are also loving their MyPillow dog beds. Gia is so obsessed with it. She wants to eat on it, play on it. She literally never leaves her bed. She is loving the MyPillow dog beds, and I'm sure your pups at home would too. And it's just not that. My best friend, Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she's loving it. She describes it as walking on clouds. It's so incredible. So make sure you head over to MyPillow.com and secure up to 66% off. It's an incredible deal. Make sure you use promo code Brianna. That's BREANNA. And you guys got to get there now. Once word gets out that these items are all on the market now, the updated ones, well, he's going to sell out quickly. You guys, I actually mean it. Gia, Giuseppe love the dog beds, but that's not the only thing they love, of course. A couple of days ago, I had to give them a bath, and I used the MyPillow towels, and Giuseppe was loving it. He was literally, I guess it felt like a hug for him, so he was loving it. I tied it all around him, and he didn't want me to take it off of him, so he was really enjoying that. So again, if you guys want to go and support Mike Lindell, who you know is someone fighting for our country, head over right now to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code. You can use BRE. We've made it so simple for you as well. BRE. That's it. And that's the best promo code to use right now to secure up to 66% off. You got to head over there and give it a look. If you've used his products before in the past, give it a look again, because he's fixed them up. It's like a 2.0 line right now he's got going on. That's what you're going to want to get. I'm telling you, we're loving it. We're loving the bed sheets as well these days, the Giza sheets. So head over there, take a look around, use promo code BRE, B-R-E. Now, you guys, tomorrow we have a jam-packed program for you, of course, so you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you tune in. We'll be live from Washington, D.C. Have a great evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And, well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.